and it ties into the Subway series.
Okay.
We're going to spend some more time with the vacationing Evan Roberts this hour, just completely incapable of unplugging.
And he's in Paris?
From the Mets for now. I think it's part of an extended European vacation. But yes, they flew
to
Paris.
How long is his vacation?
A week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that.
Good for him.
I believe. I don't know the exact
Very
details,
nice.
But it's not just a couple of days.
Okay. And we're mad at Evan because he does not turn it off.
Oh, no, we're not mad at him.
At all.
I think we're just...
I don't think we understand it.
Yeah, we're perplexed by it a little bit. But also, at the same time, I'm sort of in awe and respect his commitment to his fandom, right?
Yep.
And it's not just the Mets, it's baseball, but specifically the Mets here. So we already brought you his quick recap of Friday night series opener from a bus, seemingly, in Paris with the Eiffel Tower in the background. So he pumped out another one of those on Saturday's game, but saved his extended thoughts for an international episode of The Rico, which began like this.
Welcome in to a very special edition of Rico Bronya, live from Paris, where I am recording this podcast after the Mets dropped game three of the three-game series against the Yankees. We are recording this at about 9:30. But where I am, it's actually 3 o'clock in the morning.
I mean, what else would you expect from Evan while out of the country with his wife and kids? And if there was any doubt about who was actually on this European trip, he put that mystery to bed as part of the Rico here.
I'm doing this Rico right now, and it's 4 a.m. in Paris. So I guess I'm crazy. And it's not only 4 a.m. in Paris and I'm up, but here's my little guy, Jet. He's still up. Say hi.
Hey.
Let's get to going for it.
I mean, what are we doing?
Well, the time change is real. I don't know. Can I tell you? Maybe little Jet still feels like it's 10 p.m.
Even so, I mean, 6 hour difference. Yeah, I guess so. All right, so that's 8-year-old Jet.
Wow.
Who I guess stayed up to watch these games on DVR with Dad. Meantime, I was wrong. They did not fly Thursday night after Evan did the afternoon show with Tiki. They waited until Friday to fly to the point where Evan was taking in the series opener from the airport.
So we were waiting online to check our bags, and I was watching the game. And I even had my scorebook out. This was probably one of the geekiest moments I ever had.
At the airport?
On the check bag line.
His poor wife.
All right.
Wow.
So you got that. And that unusual behavior caught the attention of a curious onlooker.
And some French woman turns around and says, "Are you gambling?" And I said, "Excuse me?" And she says, with the notes, "Are you gambling?" I said, "I am not gambling. I'm just a crazy Met fan." And this was so far, no problem. Like, what the hell does she know? She thinks I'm gambling. She doesn't know. Like, I'm not offended by that.
But the woman persisted with her accusation.
Here's what offended me. She's like, "Oh, sure." Like, "Oh, sure." Like, "No, I'm not gambling. I'm watching a Met game. I'm scoring the game. I know that's weird, but I'm not gambling." And then she starts giggling, points to her husband, and says, "He's gambling." Why am I being accused of gambling? And the truth is, I'm not gambling. I'm just watching the Met game.
And he's just being Evan. And then the male counterpart, he said husband, whoever it is, he would get involved.
And then the guy asks the weirdest question that I couldn't lie about.
Are you a dork?
He's like, "Do you ever talk to the manager?" And I'm like, I'm screwed now. Like, what am I going to say? No. We just had the manager on, Carlos Mendoza, on the Rico. So I said, "Yeah, once in a while." And for some reason, that cracked him up and cracked his wife up. I don't know what was funny about it. I don't really understand. But yeah, I was accused of gambling. So those are the dangers, Hoff, of scoring baseball games while in public.
Or in an airport online.
Scoring
to check
a baseball
your bags,
game,
right?
I didn't think people still
well, he does.
He does. And yes, he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes it.
I mean, did the book do well? Like, is there
that I couldn't. It's right there. No, right there.
Not sure.
The Mets Bible.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a neat concept for a book. He loves doing it.
Is it a memoir?
Good for him.
It says scoring 30 years of baseball fandom.
But he, again, doesn't turn it off.
Yeah.
I mean, to be doing in the airport. Good Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
So you heard him reference Hoff there. That,
yes.
Of course, is Pete Hoffman, who handles the Rico with him. So interesting to me, this was kind of my favorite part, as if Evan's French accent impression wasn't bad enough, Hoff would get involved.
My guess is that they think that you were full of it, and when they're saying, "Do you talk to the manager?" and it's like, "Yeah, of course I do." And they're like, "This guy's a lunatic. He thinks he talks to the manager."
Yeah. Lunatic. And meanwhile, I'm not going to sit there and explain myself. Like, yes, I speak to the manager. I do a podcast. I'm on the radio. Like, I talk sports for a living.
I mean,
play that one more time.
Do you talk to the manager? Do you talk to the manager?
Sounds like Mario.
Luigi, right?
Luigi.
Making a pizza in the back.
Do you talk to the manager?
That is terrible.
And I thought Evan impersonating the woman almost sounded like doing a dog impression. Are you gambling?
That is terrible.
Are you
terrible.
In the family?
Oh, come on, Hoff.
Menage à trois. Foie gras.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, some fun stuff there. There was another thing, just quickly, from Thursday's show.
Yeah.
I'll just point this out of context because this little two-second, and then I'll provide the context. This little two-second clip of Evan, I think from Thursday's show, was making the rounds on social media. Like, I think Funhouse might have had it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm glad I blew the that old guy.
Oh, yeah, that's bullseye.
So, yeah, I'm glad I blew the that old guy.
Okay.
Talk about range.
So that was the,
kiss, I hope.
The shortened version. Apparently, a guy called up. Don't ask me how Evan said on the air that Planet of the Apes was his favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
This older gentleman, or at least he was assuming an older gentleman, called up so excited and thrilled.
Right.
Because he also, big Planet of the Apes fan. So I guess he circled back to that at some point. Here was the full exchange.
So yeah, I'm glad I blew the that old guy or that older gentleman's mind with loving Planet of the Apes. Because yes, even if I was born in 1983, my favorite movie is from 1968.
Oh boy!
What did I say? Something disrespectful there?
No,
older gentleman. I apologize. Yeah. Well, he said
is
he
that what he cleared up?
No, you're right. He listened to the station change.
You got
38 years ago.
Yeah. You got to mind. That's all important.
Oh, I get what you think. All right. Disgusting.
You're so bad.
He is really out to lunch sometimes.
Oh boy! Yes, he is.
God, uncomfortable. Uncomfortable.